So yes, Kerry Devine here, sitting in for Thordis today. So each week Thordis catches up with a fascinating local artisan for Meet the Maker. Now this week it's the mosaic maker Carolyn Ash, who's based in King's Lynn. Thordis spoke with her earlier and began by asking when she started making mosaics.
I think it was about 20 years ago. I started to incorporate mosaic into my work. So I started using, you know, like the conventional tiles that you buy in different colours, and because I was making mirrors which were painted and fired at the time, and all the tiles were. And I thought, oh, actually, you could introduce a bit of mosaic into this. So I started to do it myself. And then after a while, I thought, well, this is not enough. And I sort of started to smash them up and then bring in some mixed media, you know, like broken pots and things like that. So I very much used them as if you would paint.
I love the idea of using bits of pottery, whatever, to sort of paint with. I totally know what you mean, particularly as,
yes,
as I love gardening, you sort of do that with plants. So I get that, but what I don't think I'd be able to do it at all, clearly. I mean, you're coming from an artistic background, but was it something that kind of evolved? You gained more and more of an idea of how to do this, or did you just naturally immediately get how to make that work?
Yeah, it just came really naturally. You know, the precision that you can get by putting all the pieces together, and the colour, you know, I was always inspired by colour. So I'd be eyeing up everyone's pottery, you know, like when I go around, oh, it's a really nice cup. Oh, it's orange, you know. It's always colour and texture, you know. So you might get something really sparkly that inspires you, and you think, oh, that makes that really good. I'm really inspired by the natural world, so, you know, butterflies and dragonflies and spiders and things. So actually sort of creating them in mosaic, you know, you then source the colours that you need. So, you know, like, for instance, it's very hard talking like this because I'm such a visual person. I kind of want to show you things, you know. It's like I'm looking at a butterfly on the wall and it's a holly blue. And basically what I did was researched, you know, what they looked like, drew it out on board, cut it out, and then resourced all this lovely blue and white china for the edges, and, you know, things like that. You know, it's like constant resourcing, which I love, you know, thinking about what goes together well.
And I'd have thought it's quite fun as well, if you do love butterflies, love insects, love the natural world, that you begin to look at them in a different way, almost with a different eye, to try and work out how to replicate that with your mosaic.
Well, I want to be worthy. I want to be worthy of replicating them, because there's, you know, they're so beautiful in themselves, you know. I wouldn't want to kind of do them injustice in any way.
And you mentioned the blue and white china. So do you kind of buy in from a specific place? Are you going around charity shops and finding things to smash? What is the process in getting that material?
Well, I mean, you started off saying how long ago was it? So over the years, I used to go to Fakenham Market, Swaffham Market, charity shops, and resource things. But as time went on, people bring things to me. So I have quite a lot of different resources now. I have lots of really precious cups. I have lots of precious jewellery, all sorts of things that I kind of hoard away in a way. And I bring them out when I need it. So, you know, it's just like constant inspiration.
Now, I am born hoarder, so I am with you on this. But what does the hoarding of these resources look like? Is it organised in boxes? Are we talking just a kind of mountain of material?
Well, because I run workshops, I've actually got lots of tesserae, which is cut into colours in lovely baskets, which I put out. In the other part of my studio, there's like a few like piles of different cups and saucers and different, yeah, tiles and things in boxes. Yeah, that's what it's like. It's a rummage zone.
And so then when, and obviously that material inspires you, but when you are commissioned to do something, when you're going to make something, you're kind of spoiled for choice.
Yeah, even though you never actually always have the right colour, you know. I did a job in Swaffham, which is building a pyramid. I had to resource lots and lots of lovely oranges and golds, So, you know, I had to go around all the charity shops and find lovely cathedral glass and smash it up and things like that. So.
Is the smashing part of it a bit sad or cathartic? Do you enjoy that that process?
Oh, it's always cathartic. And when I run workshops with people, you know, it's definitely something to encourage.
Well, I suppose
we all need to do that, don't we?
That's why there are whole businesses where you go in there and smash up stuff. So I suppose you're offering that alongside the rebuilding side of it in your workshops.
Remake.
And so when people come along to your workshops, which I think you're kind of running regularly, this is, I mean, hopefully something they have flair for. But I'm assuming, regardless of whether you're massively artistic, you can get a lot out of doing this.
Do you know, mosaic is amazing because it's sort of like a glue between people and communities and ability and everything. Everybody can find a way with mosaic, and every single thing that everybody makes is always so uniquely different. Yeah, it's amazing. That's why I love working with it.